Major political players heap praise on breaking the news. Revelations show further proof of the corporate media's utter corruption and blinding partisanship. By Hannah Blow on May 26, 2021. Influential political figures have heaped praise on Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow's investigative blockbuster Breaking the News, exposing the establishment media's hidden deals and secret corruption in the early days of its release following its steady stream of bombshells. From the revelation showing Hunter Biden logging 23 flights into or out of Joint Base Andrews and the unveiling of Lauren Powell Jobs, the widow of Steve Jobs, as the new Soros, serving as a key puppet master funding left-wing news media behind the scenes. Breaking the News, which from the day of its announcement in February has skyrocketed on Amazon's bestsellers list, has generated significant media buzz in its early days as Marlow continues to roll out a series of little-known revelations and key facts demonstrating the incestuous relationship between the far left and the establishment media. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, R., identified by many as a rising star in the Republican Party, praised Marlow's article detailing his coverage of the 1619 Project, which he noted was nothing more than part of a concerted effort by the Times to pivot the newsroom's focus from the Trump/Russia collusion hoax to race hysteria. Senator Joni Ernst, R.Y., also reacted to a major revelation in the book in which Marlow detailed Secret Service records revealing Hunter Biden taking at least 23 flights through Joint Base Andrews, home of Air Force One and Two. Why was Hunter Biden flying to and from an American military base? Where was he going and what did he do when he got there? Americans may never know, and perhaps we have our pro-Biden establishment media to thank for that, Marlow wrote in a piece previewing his exposé. That is very concerning, Alex, and thank you for bringing that to light. And this is why I do think we need to look into the activities that have gone on with Hunter Biden, Ernst said during an appearance on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily. Hunter Biden was taking advantage of his father's position as the Vice President of the United States, but then to use government transportation to get him wherever he needed to go, she added. This is just not any, hey, the government's going to pay for a Comfort Plus ticket on an airline, she continued. This is Joint Base Andrews. These are the blue and white that fly the President and Vice President around. So if he's just taking these trips to assist him in raising money in his many adventures overseas, we need to know and understand that. Absolutely inappropriate. Representative Devin Nunes, RCA, the ranking member of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, C, also reacted to Marlow's revelation on Hunter Biden's travel practices, identifying it as further proof of the corporate media's utter corruption and blinding partisanship. They dismissed, ridiculed, and censored reporting on Hunter's obvious conflicts of interest for the sole purpose of helping Joe Biden's election prospects, Nunes told Breitbart News. The corporate media has fully merged with the Democratic Party, and their reporting is indistinguishable from crude Democrat talking points. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, also weighed in on the exposé, particularly Marlow detailing Michael Bloomberg's relationship with the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. Congratulations on your book, Blackburn told Marlow on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily earlier this month. I'm looking forward to reading it, because the title of it. The topic, You're So Right, Exposing This, the Bloomberg and Chinese Communist Party relationship that you're discussing. We have seen this with big media, where they cozy up with China TV, which is, in essence, cozying up with the Chinese Communist Party's propaganda arm, and we know that they are doing this. They've done it because they want to make that money off the Chinese market, she continued. So I applaud you for bringing it to light. Breaking the News has also earned high praise from influential conservative figures, including Mark Levin, who lauded the book as fantastic. Alex Marlow is a great friend, Levin said. He's a great friend of this show. He's been always supportive of the things we do here. He runs a fantastic site, Breitbart, which we talk about all the time, he told Marlow. You have written a terrific book. You know, authors are lining up, and I only cherry-pick a few who I really know have written their books, have done a great job, and you did exactly that. Breaking the News, there cannot be enough focus on what the media are doing to this country. This is a fantastic book by our friend Alex Marlow at Breitbart. Breaking the News, I want to strongly encourage you to get your copy, Levin added. John Solomon, founder of Just the News, and Fox News's Sean Hannity both identified Marlowe's book as a must-read, with Solomon describing it as an explosive bombshell and Hannity urging everybody to get a hold of this book, because it's eye-opening. Radio host, columnist, and fellow author Dennis Prager identified Breaking the News as a truly significant book from one of the most important people in media, while columnist and radio host Mark Davis called the book as fresh as today's headlines, because it also addresses some of the big stories. Marlowe also spoke to former Governor Mike Huckabee, RR, about the book, giving Huckabee the opportunity to jokingly warn Marlowe to sleep with one eye open following the book's debut. "Thank you for writing the book, and I hope that you will sleep with one eye open every night. Because I have a feeling there will be people out to get you, my friend," Huckabee said. Marlowe previewed yet another bombshell from his book on Breitbart News Tuesday, detailing how an ultimate Obama insider sits on the New York Times company board.